So, you know, as you know, I'm doing the show from home, have been ever since basically the coronavirus started. Company orders, the company said I got to do the show from home, which is fine. I love doing the show from home. So I do the show from my beautiful, you know, my office. I call it my pleasure palace. It's my man cave. Anyway, I got my books here, my magazines, my newspapers. And I don't know how many times I've told Ashton and Ava, when daddy is doing the show from 6 till 10, for those 4 hours, you cannot come into the office. The door is closed for a reason. Why? Daddy's on the air. Well, in the last segment, who do you think came into the office as I'm on the air? Ashton. And he drops my car keys on the desk. I'm like kind of looking at him. I'm talking, obviously, on the air, but I'm looking at him like, "What? You know, hey, dude, what are you doing here?" So after the break, I said, "Ashton, what were you doing?" And he's looking at me like I got six heads. And he's like, "Well, daddy, the boots are in the trunk. We had to get the boots from the trunk. We parked the car in the garage because it's snowing outside because we're all going to go out and play now. Like, you know, this is the most important thing in the world." And all I'm thinking is, my father. Now that's a man. That, I mean, let me tell you something. My dad, when he said, "You don't enter a room," Jenny and I, we never entered a room. You know? No, with my kids, as I was telling Christian off air, I tell them not to do something. It's like a red light in Italy. It depends how I feel. Maybe I will stop. Maybe I won't stop. It really, you know what? It depends how I feel at that moment on any given day. It's incredible. I'm like, guys, you know, I am the father here. Could you guys listen to daddy, please? 617-266-6868 is the number. Just to show you how kids are, and that's why I love kids, they're making the snowman a snowman right as I speak. They're outside. There they are laughing. Their cheeks are already red. And, you know, snowstorm, what snowstorm? They're outside and they couldn't be happier. Do we have a Cooner's World? All right, roll it, Christian.
And now it's time to bring a little grace into Cooner's World. You know, that Grace, wife of Boston's bulldozer.
I want you all to be on your best behavior.
Ooh, well, hold on now. Do we not have freedom of speech, freedom of expression?
Don't cry. Just try to be a bit more conscientious.
Once again, we present...
Here's a moment at home.
Do you think that Santa will think you were very good this year, Ava?
Yes, I really hope so. And last night, I said a prayer to Santa that next year I will be more... nice.
Even better next year.
Yes.
So maybe just forgive any transgressions this year?
Yes, I really want presents, though.
Okay, and what about you, Ashton? You think that Santa's going to say Ashton was very good this year and deserves presents?
I hope Ava gets a lump of coal.
Oh, that's not nice.
I'm just joking.
Do you think that Santa will think that you were very good this year?
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing to apologize for?
Well, Ashton did... hit me at Miss Sue today.
Oh, now we're doing the telltale part here?
Hey, you told me to.
Now, if you guys start fighting, if you guys start fighting, that's going to go on the naughty list for sure.
No, it won't.
Bye. Merry Christmas and have a jolly, jolly holiday. Bye.
They are so excited. They can't wait for next Friday. You have no idea how they can't wait for next week. Anyway, but yeah, well, you know, could you guys listen to daddy? Huh? Could you, so I can tell Santa Claus when he asked me, do they listen to their mother and father? The mother, yes. The father, again, red light in Italy. It depends.